I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. I am Anthony Cates, and this is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. So I want to thank you for joining me today as we discuss Thursdays and Fridays pitching streams. Every time I listen to Paul on the podcast, one of his favorite things to talk about is his breakfast, his coffee, and his honey bun. And it got me to think about that, in my household, we really love breakfast for dinner. There's nothing my wife loves more than just like some pancakes and bacon and eggs for dinner. I'm thinking about that because we just picked up one of those Blackstone griddles this week. Obviously, we're going to be grilling out for 4th of July today. We have burgers and dogs, and steak and Kaneka sausage. I think I've got some chicken in there we're going to toss on there as well, plus some veggies, all the good stuff. I've been thinking, really good over the weekend. That's usually, I think, for some breakfast, doing like diner style eggs, hash browns, sausage, bacon, maybe make like a little bacon and cheese. I don't know, but I'm just realizing, this Blackstone griddle kind of opens me up to a whole new possibility of making less of a mess. You get a 4-burner stove like we do in a small kitchen. It's really tough to make a big breakfast type meal without messing up the place. You're going to get flour, eggshells, grease, you name it. It's getting all over the place. But I think that's what we're going to start doing. Starting with you guys, we'll eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner, right? Brunch is an all-day affair for me. Call it brunch, call it dinner. I don't care, breakfast, dinner. We'll eat it all. If you like breakfast anytime other than breakfast, let me know on Twitter at AKFantasyBB. Tell me what you like. What kind of breakfast do you like? Are you a grits person? Maybe a biscuits and gravy. Tell me how you like your eggs. How you like your bacon. If it's not crispy, don't tell me. Make sure to hit me up again at AKFantasyBB. That's on Twitter. And before we dive into the podcast, I want to thank our friends over at BetOnline. They're the number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Baseball, golf, and soccer, to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and they even have live odds and spreads while the game's being played. When the games are over, head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or just unwind at one of their over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So today we're going to briefly go over Nathan's recommended streamers for Thursday, today, right? Independence Day, July 4th. And then I'll dive deeper into my choices for Friday. We want to keep you guys a step ahead of all your league mates. So make sure, follow us on Twitter. The Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account is Ethos Fantasy BB. That's at Ethos Fantasy BB. You can follow me at AK Fantasy BB. We post the latest fantasy baseball podcast, our analysis, our insight every day of the week. And if you're new to the pod, we do have some rules for streamers. If you're not new, you already know the rules. But the rules are, we only care about starters that are rostered in 65% or less of leagues. If we don't mention somebody, it's usually for one of two reasons. They're owned in far too many leagues, so you're less likely to be able to stream them. Or there's not a really good option to stream, so we don't want to recommend them to you. So Nathan has a few guys he's streaming today. He's going to stream Jose Quintana, against the Nationals. We have Ben Lively going up against the White Sox. Jameson Taillon versus the Phillies. Landon Knax going to be taking on the Diamondbacks. He sees Alec Marsh as kind of a tough play at home versus the Rays, but he'll risk it in deep leagues. And Andre Palante, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say it, in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. He's also got a couple of fates, including Tobias Myers versus the Rockies at Coors. So, I mean, I don't start anybody but the best pitchers there anyways. Kenta Maeda at the Reds, and then Martin Perez facing the Cardinals. So a handful of streams today, a couple of fades. And then if you need more, if you want the statistics or reasoning behind Nathan's choices, go back to yesterday's podcast. It's July 3rd. Listen to it. He'll give you all the analysis and all the statistics behind his decisions. And then after you finish that up, come back, finish today's podcast, right? You know who we're streaming on Friday and why. And then head on over to our website, sportsethos.com, and check out everything else we have on the Fantasy Baseball site. Earlier today, I dropped my updated top 100 fantasy baseball prospects for July. I got new guys in. I got some old guys out. We had some people graduate. We have the pickups of the day every day of the major league season. We're going to give you 3, 4, 5 names that you should consider picking up in everything from deep leagues, the deepest leagues, to the shallowest of leagues. And we're doing our best to help you win your league with these pickups, okay? All right, now let's go ahead and dive into my streams for Friday. I have 5 of them. I'm going to list them off in descending order of roster percentage. Right? I'll try to start keeping it a little bit easier for you guys and going highest roster to lowest roster. All the stats I'm going to use for the starters are for their starts for the month of June. And for the teams, it's over the last 30 calendar days or a couple of days into July now, so I don't want to discount those first 3 days. We're going to kick things off with my guy, Luis Severino of the Mets. He's rostered 56% of all leagues, and he's at Pittsburgh on Friday. In his last 5 starts, he's thrown at least 6 innings in all 5. He's got 3 quality starts in that time frame, 20 strikeouts to 5 walks. He has allowed 4 home runs and 12 earned runs, but only 10 of those runs came in 2 games. One was against the Astros, the other was in Arlington against the Rangers. So if you discount that, his other 3 games, he allowed a total of 2 earned runs. So he's pitched pretty well. And he's getting one of the worst offenses at home against right-hand pitching. And the Pirates, who have the 3rd worst WRC plus of 81, they have the tied for 6th worst OPS at 652, 3rd worst on-base percentage at 276, 5th worst strikeout rate at 25%. They're tied with the 7th worst walk rate of 7%. They have the worst ground ball fly ball ratio over the last 30 days at home against right-hand pitchers in the big leagues at 1.49. That's 1.5 ground balls for every fly ball, which also means they have the highest ground ball rate at 49.4%. Almost half of all balls are hit on the ground. That's not good. That's not good at all. 5th worst batting average at 218, 7th worst soft hit rate at 17.6%. So a decent amount of soft hits, mainly, quote unquote, medium strength hits, if you will. This is a 12 teams and deeper start. Like, I'm locking them in. I really feel like the Mets are still running with Grimace. They're still winning. They're still doing really well. I think he's probably going to be in line for the win of the quality start. I don't see any reason he doesn't make it through at least 6 innings. This Pirates offense is not that intimidating to me. It won't be intimidating to Severino. I think he's going to come up with a pretty decent start. Maybe not high strikeouts, but I think low runs, a win, a quality start, whatever you need in those leagues. And if he does, if we get another quality start here and you're in 12-team leagues, maybe even 10-team leagues, you're going to want to consider picking him up. His roster percentage will slowly start to move up. And I can see him getting back up to that 65 to 70% range with another good start right here. Next up is a guy who should be owned in far more leagues than he is right now. That's Reese Olson of the Tigers. He's owned in only 43% of leagues. And he'll be playing at Cincinnati on Friday. And if you look at the surface stats for the month of June, they don't look wonderful. They're not like overwhelming, but then you look at his starts. His first 3 starts, he got absolutely rocked. And then his last 3 starts, Involvement quality starts. He's done it really, really well. And he's only allowed 3 home runs and 33 June innings. He's a 34-7 strikeout to walk ratio, almost 5-1. That's really good. And if you want to know why his first 3 games are so bad, he's just really, really unlucky. Batted ball luck, 376 BABIP, which is terrible, and a 59.4% Charan rate. See, league average is usually around 70%. He's 10.5% below that. That's not good at all. But he's going up against a pretty bad Reds offense at home over the last month against right-handed pitchers. They have a 6th worst WRC plus, 84, 9th worst on-base percentage at 291, 7th worst strikeout rate at 24.2, 5th worst walk rate at 6.4%, 7th worst line drive rate at 17.1%. As you know, I've stressed before, higher line drive rate means more hits. Lower line drive rate usually means less hits. They have the lowest hard hit rate out of all teams in this time frame at 24.4%. Less than a quarter of their hits are hard hits. Tough to get home runs, tough to get deep fly balls, hard hit line drives if you're not hitting the ball that hard. They are kind of middle of the pack with their OPS, but it's only at 685, which is nothing intimidating. But they do have the 4th highest fly ball rate at 44.2%. But again, they're not hitting the ball that hard, so those fly balls aren't that intimidating. I really think that I'm starting Olsen in every league I'm in, and I'm talking 12 teams and more, but I'm willing to take the risk. But to you guys, I'll tell you, 14 teams and deeper, lock them in. 12 teams, I think it's worth the risk, but maybe if you're already struggling on ratios or you have a bunch of starts, so you can potentially sit someone if you want to. I understand not starting him, but if he gets this, if he ends this game with his 4th consecutive quality start, you should probably start rostering him and keeping him on your roster in 12 teams and probably 10 teams as well. Reese Olsen is good. This is a bad team. He should shine against him. If he does, he's going to fly up the roster percentage, and pretty soon you're not going to be able to stream him the rest of the season. After Reese, we have Albert Suarez of the Orioles. He is rostered 21% of all leagues, and he is in Oakland, California, taking on the Athletics. Suarez isn't great. In fact, in June, I'd say he was slightly below average at best. He had a 16-12 strikeout to walk ratio. He only allowed 1 home run in 25 innings, which is great. And his last outing was against the Rangers, where he got the win and the quality start. But this is really about just how bad Oakland has been at home against right-hand pitching over the last month. And that's the 4th worst WRC plus in 83. The 2nd worst OPS at 613. The 2nd worst on-base percentage at 265. It's just dreadful. They were tied for the 3rd worst slugging and the 3rd worst walk rate, right? 348 slugging, 6.3% walk rate. They had the 4th worst strikeout rate at 26.2. 2nd worst line drive rate at 14.8. Like, you get it, right? You're hearing us. These are all bad things. 6th worst soft hit rate, 17.8%. 7th worst hard hit rate, 29%. I mean, this isn't great. But here's the deal. Suarez isn't also the best. I just think with the Baltimore bats behind him, that they can stick to an early lead, so he can pitch a little more comfortably, knowing the bats have his back. And who knows, maybe he turned out a really good game. I mean, if he can keep the Rangers offense in check, he should be able to keep the A's offense in check. Saying all that, I'd still only start him in deep leagues, right? It's just a deeper league play. You're really just chasing the win. Quality start, right? That's it. Probably not going to get a lot of strikeouts. I don't know if the ratios are going to be that great, right? You're hitting 12 walks over 25 innings. That's not wonderful. But if you're chasing wins, if you're chasing a quality start, if you're coming up on the weekend, maybe you have less starts than your opponent, and the pitching is tight, I'd run them out there. 14 teams and deeper, I wouldn't risk it in 12. Definitely not in 10 or less. If you're in 10 or less, Albert Suarez should not be on your radar whatsoever.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Lastly, we have the rookie Drew Thorpe for the Chicago White Sox, rostered in 18% of leagues. And he is at Miami and really has gotten just what a gifted kind of schedule. This including Miami, his last three starts at Detroit, Colorado on the road, and Chicago, and now at Miami. It's like, that was like really premium starts for a right-handed pitcher. And I know that so far in the big leagues, he's had a walk problem, right? He's got 12 walks of 20 to 30 inning pitch, but the Marlins have the absolute worst walk rate against right-hand pitchers at home. 2.2%. That's almost not walking. He doesn't even have to worry about that. He'll probably strike out his standard four or five batters. Miami does have a 22.8% strikeout rate, which is 11th worst, but that's not too terrible, right? And I do think he might be looking at a quality start here and probably not allowing more than a quality start's worth of runs, which we know is three at most over six or more innings, because Miami has the worst WRC plus against right-handers at home over the past month. And then just on top of that, just other bad Miami numbers. The worst on base percentage, the worst on base percentage at .248. They struggle to score runs. They have the 10th most plate appearances over the past month against right-hand pitching at home. They're tied for the 9th fewest runs at 38. 38 runs scored in 382 plate appearances. One run every 10 plate appearances. That's not good, Bob. They have the 10th fewest extra base hits over the same time frame. It's only 27. It's like one base hit, every, 15 at-bats, 15 plate appearances, maybe worse. I don't know. Like the lowest line drive rate, 14.6%, third worst ground ball rate. They've been bad with a capital B at home against right-hand pitchers over the past month. Thorpe's merely been good, not great, but against a team like this, good is good enough. It doesn't have to be great. He is a deep league streamer. 14 teams, maybe I'm talking 15, 16 on up. Should get you that quality start. I think the ratios are going to be decent. Probably not going to strike, get a lot of strikeouts. He'll probably get two, but I say he get two or three walks, even against a Miami team that has the worst walk rate in baseball. It's just Thorpe has struggled a little bit with his control. So that's it. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 streamers for you today. That is Luis Severino at Pittsburgh, Reese Olsen at Cincinnati, Albert Suarez at Oakland, and Drew Thorpe at Miami. No fades, no yellow flags today. Want to keep it short, simple, and sweet. Nothing but good things for Friday or the day after our holiday here. But now that we've covered all of our streamers for Friday, go ahead and head on over to Sports Ethos. If you play fantasy sports in other sports, basketball, football, right? Check that stuff out. Because on the football side, they're dropping this giant, the 2024 fantasy football draft night, right? And it's got positional breakdowns. We got draft tips, team breakdowns. They're going to have mock drafts, positional rankings, all kinds of draft tools. They're going to have sleeper lists, bust lists. The players you should draft that you don't want to draft. It's just on and on, man. This is going to be filled to the brim with nothing but good, actionable information and definitely worth spending some time going over. If you're a fantasy basketball player, on the fantasy basketball side, last week we had the draft. On Sunday, free agency started. Big names moving. Klay Thompson to Dallas, Paul George to Philly, Isaiah Hardenstein to Oklahoma City. And, those guys are talking about all that and more. Also on the podcast side on basketball, we have, Fantasy NBA Today. It's a daily podcast. Aaron Bruschi and Steve Alexander just go over all of the relevant fantasy news, breaking down everything. These are two wonderful guys, two Hall of Famers in the fantasy space. We also have the Fantasy WNBA Today, where you have the dynamic duo, Jared, plus Kenny, plus Scott. They're covering all fantasy aspects of the WNBA, from daily fantasy sports to regular fantasy WNBA, everything in between. Then, of course, we can't forget our European guys. We got Andre, Diogo, and Tiago with the EuroLeague Hoops podcast, where they're going to be covering the Olympics. They cover FIBA and obviously everything European hoops related. I just want to thank you guys for hanging out with me on your holiday today. Hopefully, you're listening to me fire up the grill, fire up the fireworks. Make sure follow me on Twitter at AKFantasyBB. That's at AKFantasyBB. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB. That's Ethos Fantasy BB. And tune in to Fantasy MLB Today every single day of the Major League Baseball regular season. You can catch us on Spotify, iTunes, Audible, on the Sports Ethos website, anywhere you get podcasts, you can find us there. Make sure you have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, a good night. I'll catch you on Saturday. Don't forget, this episode was presented by BetOnline.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.